Easy come, easy go, little high.
There is a saying in politics that three quarters of what you do in a campaign doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter.
You just don't know which three quarters until after the campaign is over. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Because there are so many variables that can make a difference once the voting starts, candidates, campaigns, and political parties do all they can to gain every marginal advantage.
And that brings us to straight ticket voting.
That's where voters use just a single mark on the ballot to support a political party's entire slate of candidates without having to go down the entire ballot.
Right. And we don't know for certain how much of a difference straight ticket voting actually makes.
But we're pretty confident it does make a difference, especially lower on the partisan ballot.
And Republicans have long wanted to get rid of straight ticket voting and the advantage that it seems to give Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Republicans argue that people should be voting for candidates and not political parties, and that most other states don't allow it.
Yeah, but here in Michigan, it is a tradition that dates back to 1891, and about half of voters in the state still take advantage of it. And voters have already twice rejected the idea of getting rid of straight ticket voting.
But with some competitive congressional races looming and control of the state House of Representatives at stake, and the prospect of Donald Trump at the top of the ticket dragging it down, GOP majorities in the House and the Senate sent Governor Rick Snyder a bill to once again outlaw straight ticket voting, and he signed it.
But in order to make sure that it's not overturned by voters a third time, Republicans put in a spending provision,
which makes it an appropriations bill and therefore immune from a voter referendum to overturn it.
But our story does not end there.
Nope.
Unions and civil rights groups sued. They got an injunction that put the ban on hold. And then Republican Attorney General Bill Schuette took the case to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. He lost. Now, though, he is asking for what's called an en banc hearing of the decision by the entire court.
And we could see an emergency appeal to the United States Supreme Court before this is all over.
But all of this needs to play out in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes.
That is, if Michigan clerks are going to meet the legal deadline to get absentee ballots printed and mailed to military personnel and other overseas voters.
Now, it appears Republicans were right to be worried when they pushed through the straight ticket voting ban.
Mm-hmm. Polls show Hillary Clinton with comfortable leads in Michigan, and pollster Richard Shuba of the Glenn Gariff Group says not only that, but Republicans are suffering from an enthusiasm gap.
He was on the Michigan Public Television show Off the Record over the weekend.
Strong Democrats are at 6-9, but strong Republicans are down at 6-4. Typically, they are even in a presidential year. And what we're seeing is a half-point gap, which statistically is major.
That enthusiasm gap means Republicans could be facing a tougher time getting their voters to the polls this year and getting their voters to go all the way down the ballot. This court battle to ban straight ticket voting in Michigan is part of their firewall strategy.
Red or blue?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.